even before your ink resides? Do you also ever get to write letters to God with tears dripping down your plain pages, making them as damp as the soul inside of you? When his dear days disappoint your faith, when Sundays are not sunny days, when you begin thinking that church is just a cliche made up of the same songs and same sermons that don't even improve your well-being, when you notice that even your fellow sheep is just but also a broken body of Christ that does not provide you with the comfort you desire, do you also question his desire? When you feel weak, like 7 days just sick and tired of your daily routines, when his days make you question to say, Lord, when is the day coming for my redemption? And when Saturdays don't give you rest, do you also question his quest for what's best in this life we have to live over and over again? Check, mate. Allow me to chase the truth. We all get to have those days when life seems so worthless and giving up becomes the only choice. Believe me, you. That feeling is mutual when faith becomes partial, when holding on to breath is a struggle, when there's no hope for tomorrow. We all find it bitter to swallow. But every day, more than my burdens, maybe even yours, if you listen closely, there's always a still voice that speaks and says, hey, child, it is I, the potter of your clay. I certainly know that at times you have a lot to say, a lot of complaints to make and supplications to lay before me. I know that at times you even tend to question my existence because you don't feel my presence in your darkest moments. I know that at times even my still voice is never too loud to remind you to be still and know that I am God, dear child. Just how do you start forgetting that you have always been in your master's plan and I have mastered my plan just like me, like you? In my image, I designed you, I perfectly locked the sinews of your beautiful beckoned body and watched it blossom from inception. I custom made you, with every stitch tightly tailored to hold your pieces together. I formed you from dust and blueprinted you in your mother's nest. Trust me that up to now I still smile at the sight of your splendor whenever I look back to how beautiful it was to plant another daisy of a unique kind like you, just like me. I have always been with you. I still am with you. Yes. Even when dreadful days deny you divine dominion over your domains, when your vision dilly-dallies and your dreams delay to become tangible, when the fruits of all your endeavors don't produce a good test, I test your test of bitterness too. Child, I am with you. Even in your deepest depression that turns your self-esteem into a gully, yes. When you feel low and fall into deadly dilemmas that dissect your thoughts into suicidal roads, when you are in certain severe circumstances secretly succumbing to their command, And when your charming sense of humor is caged in jeopardy by those who jealously seek to see your happiness fade, I smile at you, the brightest child I am with you. Even when your body's ability to fight is lost, yes, when sickness circles your sphere, when you feel inferior in your own skin, when your body becomes numb and your days seem less numbered on earth, when your veins become clogged with fear of dismay, that may be the time I always expect you to look up. Child, I am your past, present, and future caretaker. I am your father. Even when death seems to have robbed you of your loved ones, you are my loved one. I loved one to prenatal you into existing among my loved ones, hence ultimate fatherhood resides in me. Even when those you love turn you down, when everybody around you gives you a cold shoulder and their friendliness is cut shorter, I am that friend that will always stay loyal. Dear child, listen. I just want you to know that on my watch, at times, patience is a virtue I want you to exercise. Not to compromise on my plan by promising you that every path you take will be smooth. No, because my deepest desire is for you to hold on to me tightly the very moment things get out of your hand. I always endeavor to show you how every new dawn still sends you my smile and strength for you to overcome your daily struggles. My secret lies in you paying attention to twilights as they turn up in form of faith pictures for more promised plain pages just yet to be embraced. And in those darkest nights that make it hard for you to see the other side of destiny, my laid down plan is for you to just gaze at the stars and the moon, depicting a brighter side of those very darkest moments you face. Because for as long as the sun shines, the moon brightens up and the stars glow, I forever will be with you.